Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and for that, we are joined by DW Sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Now, Chris, before we get into the Bundesliga action, the Germany national team coach Joachim Löw let us know last week that he's stepping down from the role, and a few are calling for Bayern Munich's Hansi Flick to take the job. What are your thoughts?
Well, as far as Yogi Löw stepping down, a lot of people were calling for him to do that after that horrific 6-0 defeat to Spain in the Nations League, their worst since 1931. And even before that, the 2018 Russia disaster, getting booted from the group stage. You know, but Yogi Löw did have a lot of positives. He put in 15 years of service. He'll leave the post with the best winning percentage of any German coach before him. And of course, the 2014 World Cup victory, you know, is the icing on the cake. You know, but as far as Hansi Flick is the man they want because Hansi Flick was an assistant coach, kind of unseen, but did a lot to contribute to their success. He spent 8 years with Yogi Löw as his assistant. And then you can just look at the magic of what he's done for Bayern Munich. I mean, goodness gracious. He won 6 trophies. Bayern Munich looked down and out under Niko Kovac. He left them in shatters. Hansi Flick came in and then produced a historic result. You know, he's doing wonders at Bayern Munich right now as a former player. You know, he's there, so he understands the philosophy, the mentality, and the evidence speaks for itself. He's under contract until 2023. It makes no sense for him to leave. Why would he leave Bayern Munich to go to a project, you know, for what you can consider the German national team situation right now? There's a lot to be dealing with right now. France is a team to beat in Europe. I mean, I think everyone knows that, you know. But Hansi Flick obviously occupied. Other few names out there, Jurgen Klopp was a name out there, thrown out there, but he's at Liverpool, naturally. Julian Nagelsmann, RB Leipzig's coach. There are a lot of good German coaches, but the problem is the best ones have jobs already. The president of the DFB, the German Football Association, did, you know, say that there's time. That's the best thing on their side. There's a lot of time because Yogi Löw isn't leaving until after the European Championship this summer. A few names have been linked to the job already. The under-21 coach, Stefan Kuntz, you know, has been mentioned. That does make sense. He does know the young talent, you know, does know the system very well. And then Ralf Rangnick is a name that's been thrown out there. Ralf Rangnick is interesting because he's not a name that's typically getting headlines, but he's well-respected in the football world in Germany. You know, he was behind Hoffenheim's ascension to the Bundesliga as well as RB Leipzig's. So he does have a lot of respect. The problem with Rangnick is he's been linked to Schalke. We all know Schalke. They look destined. You know, they need a miracle to pull off surviving in the top flight right now with only 10 points. And Rangnick looks like the man to be linked to turn that club around. So time is the best thing on Germany's side right now. There's a lot of it. And we'll have to wait and see which coach becomes available. But you'd hate to just put a Band-Aid on the situation. You'd want to find a mainstay. And I think that'll be tough.
Now, in the Bundesliga, switching speed here, Chris, Bayern breezed past Werder Bremen and RB Leipzig dropped points at home against Frankfurt. What were your takes on those matches?
Leon Goretzka, you know, he's the muscle man in the midfield at Bayern Munich. You know, Serge Gnabry and, of course, Robert Lewandowski netted the goals. Gnabry's a former Bremen player. You know, you always see the players give it back to their former clubs. Gnabry was no exception in this match. He's looking really good since returning. Thomas Müller, I mean, I can't speak his name enough. He now has 13 assists. He needs to be recalled by the German national team. Hopefully that does happen. He's the best candidate out of the big three that recently got departed. Not recently, but a while back in Boateng, Müller, and Hummels. I think Müller deserving a recall with the numbers. You can't deny that. You know, so Bayern are looking good. Bayern did what they had to do. Leipzig, on the other hand, Leipzig had a taller order in Frankfurt. You know, we can't deny that. This was a top-tier affair, and it started off hot and heavy. There was great defense from Frankfurt that prevented a goal from RB Leipzig. Kevin Trapp, you have to salute him for that. You know, but Leipzig did manage to get a goal. I thought Leipzig would actually win this match. They had 3 points at the end of the first half. If it would have been a one-half affair, but Frankfurt They had no shots on goal in the first half, turned it on in the second half. Kamada came through and leveled the affair. Frankfurt have a lot of firepower. They deserve to be where they are, you know, in terms of the top four, but they did drop points. Both sides dropped points, and that pretty much helped the perennial powers in the Bundesliga. In Bayern Munich, give them a bit more space. And then in Dortmund, you know, obviously Frankfurt have a little less space over Dortmund now. Dortmund, a team that typically returns to the Champions League, always the second horse in the league. It helps them out as well. So these new kids on the block, in terms of the competitiveness this season in Leipzig and Frankfurt, you know, the result is what you expected it to be between these two powers, a draw.
Now, the biggest upset of the match day would have been Bayern Leverkusen losing to Arminia Bielefeld and falling out of the Champions League spots. What was your take on that match?
Most definitely was. I mean, you know, it's really ridiculous, you know, to lose against a side that you have no business losing to. But Leverkusen have been rocky lately, although they did defeat a down-and-out Gladbach. You know, they had their opportunities. They had an early opportunity through Nadim Amiri, point-blank range. He missed. Defense set up Arminia Bielefeld's first goal. And then a lapse in defensive judgment gave Arminia Bielefeld the game-winning goal. I mean, and then, you know, in terms of Leverkusen's offense, it was there, but there was great defense that prevented them from converting any goals. The only goal from Schick, who's been there as of late, with Leverkusen, he came through. But all in all, the defense was there, prevented a few opportunities, and then the lax of defense at the end. I mean, the last play, the game-winning goal, it wasn't the last play, but it was towards the end of the match. Double-teaming Arminia Bielefeld player with the ball and leaving two wide open is a bad defensive decision, and it led to their defeat. You know, and we have to see what happens. Their loss, though, does help Dortmund, who looked great against Hertha. You know, Dortmund obviously are chasing the Champions League, and every time these teams lose and drop points, you know, that they're chasing in these top four spots, it does help. Dortmund could very well, if they keep up the pace, advance, you know, and hurtle over into these top four spots. I mean, Leverkusen dropped points as well. Frankfurt dropped points as well. That also helps Dortmund a bit. But Leverkusen have another bottom feeder next weekend. We have to see if they can turn things around when they face Hertha.
And speaking of Dortmund, Chris, they advanced to the next phase of the UEFA Champions League. Do you see Bayern getting past Lazio this week to put their name in the draw on Friday as well?
Yeah, of course I do. Now, speaking of Dortmund, Dortmund's an on and off team. You know, Dortmund, though, they did squeeze through. It was close against Sevilla. You have to give them credit. Sevilla is a seasoned team in terms of winning European silverware, and Dortmund are looking good, but they are down and out. Hopefully they keep it on. There is some time. You know, this is Friday of the 19th, this draw. But as the question, Bayern Munich, I mean, come on. Bayern gave Lazio a beatdown in the first leg. Lazio would need to score five goals in Munich. That's definitely not going to happen. I think Bayern are in a good position to double up and potentially repeat, you know, as Champions League victors. Why not? Lewandowski's, you know, fantastic. They have Gnabry back. Müller's, you know, on point. The team is looking very good. I think they are going to run all over Lazio like they did in the first leg. And then we'll see who they're matched up against when that draw does take place on Friday the 19th.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga and German football update, Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Enjoy your day further.
Thank you. Und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segelen.